Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the radio station of free speech. It's as if there was a radio station out there that you could listen to on a daily basis, pretty much around the clock, even call in and talk to some of the radio presenters. Not this show so much because of it's not done live, usually. But you can call in and you can express yourself freely. Just don't say naughty four-letter words. That's all we ask. It's like that. And keep it live by sending a contribution. Go to the republicbroadcasting.org donate page, and you'll get instructions. You want to make sure you follow the instructions, because since the untimely passing of our founder, John Stadtmiller, there is a few things in flux, but just follow the instructions. There are ways you can contribute. Make sure that this radio station of free speech stays alive. And also, the companion website to this program is nationalbugle.com. And it's there. You can download the Kosher-certified app, lead a non-kosher-certified lifestyle, learn about the kosher question. We are the number one download site for the Kosher-certified app. We're number one. All right. Today is Tuesday. It is our regular Tuesday show for Mark Collett. And by the way, if there's any disruption, because they are doing some work transferring something, they're doing something technical today on Tuesday, and if there's any disruption of the show today, it will be rebroadcast again in a day or two if there's any disruption. So if you tune in and there's a but it'll be on archives, and it'll be fine on archives, so you can listen to the archives too. All right, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick. As always, it's wonderful to be here. Good to get the week off to a positive start with yourself. And there's a lot to talk about, because here in Europe, we are seeing what many feared or many predicted would happen, and many feared would happen, and it is actually happening. We are seeing the emergence of another set of punishing lockdowns on the continent. And these lockdowns are largely going to be based on your vaccination status. So if you are unvaccinated, you will be placed into what could be a permanent lockdown. And it appears that Austria and Germany are moving ahead with a system of compulsory mandated vaccines for their populations, with fines for those who refuse to take the jabs.
Yeah, I saw something, what, 3,000 or 4,000 euros, which is not a small amount of money.
Well, it's a large amount of money, 3,000 or 4,000 euros. 4,000 euros is probably about £3,500, and £3,500 probably is about $4,500 to $5,000, depending on the exchange rate. This is a lot of money. This is, you know, these are substantial figures, and what you're seeing here is absolutely massive, massive tyranny, pretty much as Europe, like Europe's never really seen before, and this is all. People are being swept away in this kind of hysteria over this. And it really is crazy, because we're being told here in the UK that hospitals are again at breaking point. And I don't see this. I honestly don't see this. I don't see hospitals at breaking point. My missus, she went for a scan the other day at a hospital, and she said to me, she says, virtually no one there. She said it was almost as if she had walked into a set of a zombie film. So, you know, you walk in, there's nobody around, it's all dead, it's all very eerie. And that was that. She said it was just, this narrative that these places are absolutely teeming with people, that we're in the middle of a pandemic, that there's a crisis on, just completely false. She said the only two people she saw the whole time she was in the hospital were, in fact, the person who administered the scan and the receptionist on the front desk. And I think that tells you a lot about what we are actually experiencing here. You see, most people won't visit hospitals. Most people won't go into hospitals and actually see what's going on. So instead, they rely on testimony from the media. They rely on testimony from the government. So if the government say, well, we're in the middle of a pandemic and hospitals are really, really feeling the pinch, we're pushing our National Health Service to breaking point, people just take that on face value. They say, oh, well, isn't that awful? The hospital's at breaking point. The NHS is going to be ruined. You know, and that's been a constant threat throughout this so-called pandemic, that the NHS is going to be a breaking point. We're going to destroy the NHS. The NHS won't be able to cope. And interestingly, in the UK, we've heard this cry as much as we've heard protect lives. We've heard protect the NHS just as much as we've heard protect lives. Yet you go into these hospitals and they're empty. And very interestingly, the other day, something came out in the press that I think is just absolutely shocking. Now listen to this. Number of people left to die at home soared during COVID pandemic, with markedly decomposed bodies not found for weeks, study reveals. Well, remember, we were told to stay at home and save lives. And it seems now that rather than saving lives, we were actually in a position where people lost their lives in a really, really horrible way, isolated at home, no one checking up on them. And again, these aren't people who died because of COVID. These are people who died because of restrictions placed on people during this so-called pandemic. And the more you look at this, the more you see the same thing emerging, the more you see this pattern emerging, that the actual restrictions placed on people are killing or have killed more people than COVID did itself.
Well, so that's the thing. And of course, also, even people who, like, during last year, who died in hospital, they were dying alone and confused because nobody was allowed to visit them. Like, there was these scandals in New York and New Jersey and other places where, I mean, literally you had thousands of people dying in old folks' homes, where where the virus seemed to have been running rampant because the respective governors had ordered young COVID patients to be kept in nursing homes for some bizarre reason. The tranny that was in charge of Pennsylvania took her own mother out of a nursing home before placing everybody else, all these COVID patients, in their nursing homes amidst the most vulnerable of the vulnerable. So that's all crazy. The question is, as it becomes more and more, I mean, as there's more and more evidence that the vaccines are dangerous, and certainly more dangerous than any virus, to large segments of the population, younger people, healthier people. I mean, the younger people, children are at absolutely no risk unless they're one of these, you know, one in several hundred kids with severe health problems. Children are at absolutely no risk from this in terms of dying or permanent injury. And they're absolutely at risk from the vaccine. You do see, like, young kids literally just dying on the basketball court or whatever shortly after taking the vaccine. You're having all sorts of, there used to be a sudden death syndrome in children or in like infants. And now you're hearing about sudden death syndrome in adults, and nobody knows what it is. Well, of course it's the vaccines. I mean, there is just so much evidence coming out there that these vaccines at least present a significant risk that needs to be counterbalanced with anything coming from the dreaded deadly coronavirus. And yet nobody's allowed to talk about it. The censorship is obvious and through the roof. So the question is, to what extent are people in Germany and Austria and New Zealand and Australia and everywhere else who are being faced with draconian lockdowns, to what extent are they pushing back? There is a lot of pushback in Europe, isn't there?
There is, thankfully, huge, huge pushback. Now, people are calling those who are pushing back rioters. They are trying to paint them as terrible people.
Peaceful protesters?
Mostly peaceful protesters. Mostly peaceful. Obviously, we'll have to discuss that, the different way the media treats.
Are they protesting in France? Because France, we know that they're
there have been protests. There have been protests all over Europe. There have been protests all over Europe. And these protests are turning violent. And you've got to say, you know, in this case, I think that these people are justified to fight back in the way they're fighting back. These people are absolutely 110% justified, because what we're seeing here is an unprecedented grab of an unprecedented attempt to basically take away people's right to choose what they do with their own body. This is something that we've never ever seen before. And I think that we're moving into such dangerous ground. And I'm pleased to see that people are actually fighting back. I'm pleased to see that we do have people going out there and doing something. Now, if there ever was a right to use force, that right is when you are losing your autonomy over your own body. And that's what's happening here. It's very, very scary. It's very, very worrying. I think what we're seeing is the biggest power grab Britain or Europe has ever seen. And seeing that there is, or there are, people willing to stand up against that, willing to fight back, is absolutely phenomenal. And I just hope people do keep fighting back. I really do. Because I think we're reaching a point where it's fair to say it's one of those now or never moments. People are either going to fight back, or they're going to see all of their rights be stripped from them.
So these countries that we were talking about right here, these are mostly countries with parliamentary governments that are probably pretty much modeled after Britain. France has a government with an elected president, a powerful elected president who's got a set term. But, you know, even in France, you saw in, 1969, I believe it was, or 68 or 69, Charles de Gaulle, who resigned amidst, it was 69, he resigned midterm amidst protests. And, you know, you think of Theresa May just throwing in the towel. It wasn't because of scheduled elections. It was because of pressure. And yet the only person who has actually been pushed out of office was that Armenian lady it wasn't even a national leader. She was the leader of New South Wales, and she resigned. And even she resigned, when she resigned, she said, "Oh, this isn't because of the coronavirus. This is because I'm a slut. And I was carrying on shamelessly with some other politician." So the governments aren't being toppled, and you know, these parliamentary governments, they're easy to topple. I mean, you're not really toppling the system, but you can push leaders out of office. It happens often, but it hasn't happened here. You got, you know, that horse face, what's her name, Janice Arden or whatever, in
Jacinda.
Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand. I mean, horse face. Let's face it. Everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say horse face. And what the hell is she still in office for? I mean, she's been the most draconian. She has turned that place into. I'm sorry. What can they do in New Zealand that they can't do in North Korea? Plus, she's also engaged in replacing the population, which is something that never happened in North Korea. Why aren't governments falling?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Why aren't governments falling? Well, I think the problem is we have been beaten. Post-Second World War, we have been beaten into absolute servitude by those in positions of authority. But we've also been heavily brainwashed by the mainstream media. I don't think that any people the world over, other than Europeans, have had this degree of brainwashing that we have had. And we have been told categorically, above all else, that we must trust the mainstream media, that we must trust what the media says. I mean, you heard this throughout the Trump second failed election campaign, because he didn't get, well, he did get re-elected, but he didn't, you know what I mean? We heard this again and again throughout that particular election campaign. Oh, you know, democracy dies in darkness. I can't remember which particular paper that was.
The New York Times. Washington Post, they use that. They started using that, I think, during the Trump presidency, I think, is when they rolled that out.
Yeah, and they use all these very, very emotive terms to try and claim that we're in a position where they are the ones that keep our people from slipping into some horrible state whereby we're uninformed and we go down some dark, terrible path because, they're not here to show us the way. And it's just, it's so absurd and it's so laughable. But these people do truly believe that garbage. They do truly believe that they are the ones who are preventing society from collapsing into some pit of, they would say, fascism or some kind of dictatorship. But ultimately, the dictatorship we live under isn't a fascist dictatorship. It's a sort of neo-communist dictatorship, which is about to strip us of all of our rights. And the most scary thing about this is those who are switched on are watching in horror as people on the other side of the political divide, people who, you know, largely embrace the media's mantra, are skipping willingly towards this tyranny and are actually embracing it, you know, are battling over who gets the jab first. And I think all of those things are very, very worrying. I think it just goes to show how far we are down this very, very negative road, how far we've gone down this very damaging and dark path, that people are embracing this so willingly and are so equally willing to force it upon others. I mean, never before have we seen choice being stripped away from our people, and, you know, certain people being so willing to deny others their freedoms. But here we are, and interestingly, it isn't the likes of Donald Trump. It isn't the likes of some fascist dictatorship which is busy stripping people of their freedoms. It is these so-called liberals, these people who are meant to be all about, love and light and happiness and, you know, personal choice and personal freedom. We've been told that everything's about love, light, happiness and personal freedom for so long. But here we are in a situation where those in power are about anything but that, because all personal freedom is now being stripped away at such an alarming rate. And I would say that this Christmas, the end of this year, is going to be a very, very dark time. And I'm very worried to see what will happen here in the UK as a result of this. Because in the UK so far, you know, we were promised in October that there weren't going to be any more lockdowns, that we were on the way out of this, you know, normality was on its way back. But they are going back on that now. They're saying, well, not enough people are taking the booster jabs, not enough people are, you know, going along with the official narrative on this, so we're gonna talk about taking away people's freedom. And the really interesting thing about this, Patrick, is if you look at the latest data from the Office of National Statistics in the UK, you have more deaths amongst the double vaccinated than you do amongst the unvaccinated.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was pointing at. There's all this evidence out there, and yet we are, we're still being brainwashed into accepting this stuff. Well, we're at the break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Oh.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back, and, we're talking about all these lockdowns, and they're happening in the face of like overwhelming evidence that all of these COVID policies, these COVID countermeasures, have all been insane. From the masks to the lockdowns to the vaccinations, they're all insane. If you're really trying to combat a virus, this is the opposite of what you would do. It's always been about something. There's always been one or more alternate agendas. And so, here we are with a completely false narrative, and people are buying into it. But it doesn't stop with the COVID. The whole racial attack by a Jewish-dominated elite that is mustering, non-white and white female and self-deluded whites, and just mustering this weird coalition against white people, white men in particular, but white people, in order to prevent our dispossess us and prevent our reproduction. I mean, it's going on and on in so many aspects, and maybe it's just so big that people can't take a step back and see it. They can't see the forest through the trees. But there are a lot of trees, that's for sure. And how about with Kyle Rittenhouse? Did you see his interview with Tucker Carlson on Monday night, last night?
I've seen bits of it. Haven't seen the whole thing, I've got to admit. I was obviously very, very happy that he was found not guilty. I didn't believe he was guilty. I believe he was innocent. I believe he defended himself in a reasonable and measured manner. And I think the poor lad had been completely, or was being completely, stitched up by the anti-white system. But one thing that does bother me about all of this is, obviously, almost straight away, he's had to come out and said that he does, in fact, support Black Lives Matter, and he was just there to help clean up, and he wasn't sort of counter-signalling the BLM movement. And this is obviously very disappointing. Now, I know people say, well, he's only a young lad, and he does get some leeway for this, but I just find it very tiresome how, when cases like this are so blatantly racial, and then we have situations where, unfortunately, that gets stripped away, and sometimes people who are on our side, or nominally on our side, are so desperately quick to try and make things out to not be racial, or to not have a racial aspect to them, when in fact they do. And obviously I believe that the Rittenhouse case does have a massive racial issue to it. If Kyle Rittenhouse had been had shot several people, let's just say, you know, he'd gone to a place where there'd been a riot, and the riot had been British football hooligans rioting over the fact that Man United had just lost 5-0 at home to Liverpool or something, and he'd shot people who had assaulted him. I don't think it'd have even got to court. The only reason this got to court is that Kyle Rittenhouse had shot people who were supporting BLM. He was assaulted by people supporting BLM. He shot three of them dead. Those three people were
two dead, and then one largely wounded in the arm.
Ah, yeah. Sorry, I thought he'd shot three dead. That's
he shot three, but only two died, and one it was, he had his bicep vaporized.
Yeah, that's a shame, because they were all particularly scummy people. I believe one of the people he shot dead was actually a convicted paedophile also, which tells you a lot, almost everything you need to know about the kind of people who support Antifa. Communists, paedophiles, absolute filth.
And yeah, it's perverts and drug addicts.
Yeah, perverts, drug addicts, freaks, misfits. He did the world a favour, basically. He did the world a favour. The fact is, when it comes down to it, he was arrested and put on trial for, you know, absolutely political and racial reasons. It's as simple as that. There's no two ways about this. He was put on trial for those reasons. And ultimately, if the people he'd shot had been at any sort of other riot or any other sort of altercation that wasn't so heavily racially or politically motivated, I don't think there'd have been any criminal charges whatsoever. I think it would have just been business as usual, defending himself, off he goes, probably got a medal or something from the local mayor, you know, and that would have been it. It would have been the end of the story. But because Kyle Rittenhouse was basically defending people against the tyranny of Black Lives Matter, unfortunately for him, that was a situation where he had to be taken to trial. I believe he was wrongfully arrested. I believe he was wrongfully charged. I think, well, we know that now, because he was obviously found not guilty. But this tells you everything you need to know about the American justice system. It's politically and racially motivated, and those denying such are either cowards or completely naive.
Right, but of course everybody is in the conservative mainstream media, to the extent they were talking about, they were saying it's not about race, it's not about race. Well, maybe not so fast, but we'll talk about that after the break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So we are back in, was this about race? I mean, obviously the it took place in the context of Black Lives Matter / Antifa riots in the Summer of Love, which was all about systemic racism and racial justice. Well, what about systemic racism and racial justice from any point of view isn't about race? And so that was the context of it. Now, people will say, well, all of the people involved, they were all white. Which, first of all, it actually isn't true, because Kyle Rittenhouse was also charged with shooting at and missing Jump Kick Man. He was an unnamed individual or unknown. They were saying unknown during the trial, which was a lie, because the prosecution had actually interviewed this unknown person. They knew who he was. They had identified him. They interviewed him. He wanted immunity because he had kicked Kyle Rittenhouse in the head. He'd kicked him in the head while Kyle was down. This is a very black thing to do, by the way. Maybe it's a very Antifa thing to do as well. But kicked him in the head while he was down. And, you know, it's on video. He's doing this flying jump kick into Kyle's head. And this preceded Kyle shooting the Anthony Huber and Gage Grossvitz, or whatever the last guy's name was, who had his arm vaporized. His identity was known. He wanted immunity from prosecution, and the prosecution wouldn't do it or whatever. I don't know. That's what they said. But maybe they just didn't want him to to be identified, maybe for whatever reason. But he was known. And even in the Tucker Carlson interview, they kept referring him to Jump Kick Man. I'm not sure what, maybe there was some legal reason why they wanted to do that. But his name is out there. I can't remember his name, but he's a black guy. He's a black guy with a long criminal record. Surprise! Nobody could have predicted that. Now, the other three people who were shot may have, Kyle would have looked at them and he wouldn't have known any difference, but it's likely that some or even all of them were Jewish. I mean, Rosenbaum is a very Jewish name. I don't know, there might be people with the name Rosenbaum who aren't Jewish, but it's a very Jewish name. And maybe some people have been able to track this down. I know that I saw an article in a Jewish publication, what was it, like the Jewish Chronicle or somewhere, where because people on the internet are saying that these were Jews, one of the Jewish publications, major Jewish publication, had a article saying something about the increase in anti-Semitic attacks. It wasn't directly admitting that these people were Jewish, but saying that there's an increase in anti-Semitism on the internet because they're saying that these guys were Jewish. But here's the thing. If some or all of them were Jewish, maybe there wasn't a racial angle from Kyle's point of view when he was defending himself. He was just defending himself from people who were trying to kill him. But was there a racial angle from potentially Jewish supporters of Antifa who are pushing this whole systemic racism, racial injustice, fake narrative? Do they have a racial angle? Because obviously, even if those individuals that were shot don't have that racial angle because they're so perverted and drug addicted, the backers, the financial backers, the media backers, and this is really a media phenomenon first and foremost, they do have a racial angle. There is a giant racial angle to all of this, whether it's the persecution and trial of Rittenhouse, whether it's the Black Lives Matter riots. There's a massive racial angle. It's an anti-white racial angle. Dispossession and ultimate destruction of whites as a cohesive race. There's a giant racial angle to all of this. Why is there this knee-jerk reaction among conservatives and even amongst a lot of people outside the mainstream media in these so-called alternative media to keep saying this is not about race? What's that all about?
I think we've spoken about this before. I've got to say, when I hear people say things like it's not about race when it blatantly is, or failing to notice patterns which are extremely noticeable, you know why that is. And I covered this in my weekly video, actually. This week, last week, I produced a video saying calling them Satanists is cowardly nonsense. And what I was referring to is people who basically said that the Jeffrey Epstein case was all about Satanism. Now, I don't believe for a moment that the Jeffrey Epstein case was all about Satanism. I believe the Jeffrey Epstein case was a honey trap for the State of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Jeffrey Epstein was loyal.
Or influence peddling, because I still think a lot of these people knew exactly what they were doing when they knew that they were being filmed while they were doing this, but they were just providing collateral to the Jewish funders and promoters, Israel-linked promoters, in order to pave the way for all sorts of goodies, donations, appointments, and the whatnot.
They may have been. I mean, I don't know exactly, but whether they did it knowingly or not, there was clearly a massive link to the State of Israel. And the fact of the matter is, that can be absolutely proven, and it's been pretty widely documented. What's more, Ghislaine Maxwell, the lady who was his alleged accomplice, who's currently on trial for this particular issue, her father, Robert Maxwell, he was known as Israel's super spy, a massive part of the Israel spiring, and he was somebody who, on his death, was given such a massively lavish state funeral in Israel. You know, this isn't conjecture, this isn't like a mad theory, this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is true, this is accepted fact. He worked for the state of Israel, and she appears to have been doing exactly the same thing. And what we have here is something that is absolutely, if not racial, if you're saying, well, actually, this isn't about their race as Jews, this is about Israel, this is about nationality, this is about nation state, this is about loyalty to different geopolitical forces. You could say that if you wanted, but there is certainly it's certainly something that is motivated by something that is not Satanism. And I think that we see these increasingly desperate attempts by people who are meant to be quote-unquote truth seekers talking about racial issues in a way that absolves them from talking about race. So you will hear people say things like, oh, no, this isn't anything to do with race, this is to do with Satanism, this is the Chi-Coms, this is to do with, you know, whatever. I saw Jack... Posobiec?
I think it's Posobiec.
Posobiec, yeah. He was saying recently about the Rittenhouse case. He says, the Rittenhouse case got nothing to do with race. It's all to do with class. What? What are you talking about, you madman? It's got nothing to do with class. It's all about race. You know, this is all linked with race. But people don't want to admit that. Nobody on the conservative right, or none of these so-called truth seekers, wants to talk about race. Race is this big taboo. And I'll tell you this now. You know, these people will go to increasingly cowardly and bizarre lengths to absolve themselves of talking about the elephants in the room. They will not talk about Jewish power. They will not talk about the influence that the state of Israel has on the West. And they will not talk about race. These are the big taboos. And now in Britain, you even have people starting to talk about things such as the Islamic grooming gangs and discussing them from a point of view of, were they satanic rituals? Well, no, they weren't. This is what happens when a group of people, in this case, people of indigenous British descent, white Britons, are being persecuted by what I'll call multiculturalists. And multiculturalism is a failed state. It doesn't work. It's a state that disenfranchises whites of any power and leaves them vulnerable to attacks from people of other racial backgrounds. But the conservatives are absolutely desperate not to talk about race. They will do anything but talk about race, because they are desperately scared of the issue of race. Race is something,
it's so weird
for them, it's a big taboo.
Who's talking about race? Everybody attacking us is talking about race, right? That's their whole thing. Is you've got an openly racial attack on us, and you know all these big news organizations, all these big politicians, they're using terms like, you know, there's nothing more dangerous than an angry white man. It's the angry white man. It's whites. It's white privilege. It's white this. And instead of fighting back, the only defense seems to be, there's nothing about race. Race, you know, the conservatives are like the new people saying that race isn't real.
Yeah.
They want to quote Martin Luther King. They want to be, they want to say, oh no, we support the objectives of Black Lives Matter. We just want them to do it peacefully.
Of course. Look, the conservatives are complete cowards, but there are several things which are true of conservatives all over the Western world. Their cowardice is one of the big things. But one of the things you can see with conservatives is whenever conservatives start talking about an issue, they usually crib their issues directly from the left. So here in the UK, conservatives are always several years behind the curve when it comes to what policy to push. And what Labour were pushing a decade ago, conservatives will push or implement, today. That is just a sad matter of fact when it comes to conservatives. You see this time and time again. It happens again and again and again and again. We'll see it continue to happen here in the West. But one of the interesting things, or one of the paradoxes of this situation, is when the left talk about race, the conservatives won't. That is the one thing that the conservatives have been completely conditioned to always deny. So although they'll adopt the leftist policy, they don't know how to talk about race. And now they just deny that race exists at all. And this is very interesting because the left are completely on board with a racial policy. They are completely on board with a radical anti-white racial policy. And the conservatives simply don't understand how to deal with that. And they can't deal with it because they've spent so long adopting the left's former narrative, race doesn't exist, we're all equal. Well, now the left are saying quite openly, well, race does exist. And, you know, you can say we're all equal, but the fact is some of us are more equal than others.
Yeah, whites are evil and need to be possessed.
Yeah, whites are evil, whites are the bad guys, yada, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And we see this all the time.
But pathologize whiteness.
Yeah, and conservatives can't deal with this. The only response conservatives can come out with is that, but race doesn't exist. And they can't even say, well, this is anti-white. And they certainly won't say that. And they won't say that because if they did say that, it would, again, be them acknowledging race, which they won't do. And this is why the conservatives are... People say, oh, well, the conservatives are just bloody useless. No, they're not. The conservatives are worse than useless. The conservatives are not just bloody useless. They are worse than useless when it comes to issues to do with race, ethnicity, multiculturalism. The conservatives are not just useless, which are if somebody's useless, they're just sort of a net negative, if you like. They're just there, you know. If you're in a crisis and you're presented with the wrong tool to use, then that's just something you can't use. You discard it and you look for something else. But the conservatives are actually worse than useless. The conservatives are like being presented with the wrong tool in a crisis and then you being forced to use it. So you're like, well, actually, you've not just presented me this, but you're forcing me to use it. This is worse than useless. And that is what conservatives are. They're actually a net negative in all of this because we're trying to unravel this madness. We're trying to push back against what is clearly a racial program aimed at disenfranchising and replacing white people. And the conservatives are actively aiding and abetting those people by either jumping on board with this leftist liberal anti-white narrative, or if not jumping on board with it, they are actively saying, well, race doesn't exist, so let's just not talk about it. So we actually have here a net negative. And the only people who are ever going to get to, you know, anywhere talking about race are nationalists, because we understand that race does exist. We've always acknowledged race does exist, and we are willing to stand up for white people, and we are willing to call out these anti-white transgressions. And it's important we keep doing this because conservatives are showing themselves more and more to be increasingly useless. And this isn't an attack on Carl Rittenhouse. I've got to say, he was 17 when this happened. I should imagine he's 18 now. He's only a young lad. Yeah. You know, he was probably prepped before he went on that Tucker Carlson interview to actually say something like, you know, of course I support the Black Lives Matter, you know, initiative, I support it, but I don't support the actual movement. I support the actual term. That's what we're having here in the UK. Yeah.
Hey, I will say one thing. I watched video, a lot of video from that night, and I'm not talking about Kyle, but the people, a lot of the people who were defending these stores were saying, in real time, they were saying, hey, we support you guys, but your fight isn't against our businesses, your fight's against the police. Go down and you know, burn down the police station. They were talking like that in real time.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I suppose for normal people, you've got to ask yourself this: how many of those people actually believed that? And when I say that, what I mean is,
yeah,
the fact is, if you're operating or owning a business in an area like that and your business is about to be burned down and you're outnumbered, you're going to use whatever reasoning you can to try and stop your livelihood from being destroyed. Now, when it comes down to it, your primary way of doing that might be convincing, or you might think that your most likely way of getting out of that mess unscathed is for you to actually convince the people who are trying to wreck your business and burn it down that, you know, you're on their side. So burning down your business is a negative because you're a supporter of them. But not only that, that your business is, in fact, even if you didn't support them, was in fact the wrong target because you haven't done anything to them. And that the real target should be the police. Now, that's a very interesting proposal, really, isn't it? That's a very interesting way to look at things and to try and sell it to that. But it's a misunderstanding of what those people are trying to do, especially the Antifa who were there and the black criminals who are part of those riots. I don't believe that they were really there to get justice for George Floyd. They were there to cause as much havoc as they could. And that doesn't involve attacking a police station and all getting arrested. That involves burning down the city.
Okay, we're at the last break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Xtendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Xtendivite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Here we go. We are back. All right. And you've got your shows, your Patriotic Weekly Review, and you've got your Friday... usually it's a short documentary, and the most recent one is on how this is not all about Satanism. Right? It's not all about Satanism. What do you have in store for your audience this week?
Well, I've got a show on Wednesday night, as always, Patriotic Weekly Review. And this week we have a guest on called The Woodlander. He's somebody who talks about going out into the wild, out into the woods, and basically building structures, fending for yourself, providing for yourself. He's a very interesting guy, very interesting guest. We'll also be talking a bit about news, things from the news cycle, such as the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. So that's going to be a very interesting show, something I'm very much looking forward to. And we also have, later in the week, the Patriotic Weekly, the Patriotic Alternative monthly roundup, where we'll be telling all of our friends and supporters just what we have been up to over the past month. So that will be very interesting as well. That's on the Friday evening. So I am very much looking forward to that too.
So what are your, I won't say long-term, but mid-term plans for the Patriotic Alternative? Is there any chance that you would be standing candidates in elections coming up?
Oh, Patrick, you've asked the big question without enough time to properly answer it. Okay. How terrible of you. It's very difficult for us, actually, because standing in elections for us has been something we can't actually do, because the state have essentially disbarred us from standing in elections by refusing to allow us to register. Here in the UK, you actually have to register to be able to stand in elections. And they have placed Patriotic Alternative on a list of groups which, no matter what we seem to do, we are not actually allowed to be registered.
Okay, that's that for freedom. All right.
Well, there is no freedom. That is the problem.
Yeah. I mean, somebody could... Well, all right. I was going to say somebody could say that you're not allowed to stand for elections in China. But in China, they've actually got a decent leadership, and maybe you wouldn't have to stand for elections. But anyway, that's it. We're up at the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for joining me, as always, Mark Collett.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'll see you same time next week.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National People Radio.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.